So you want to hear a very upsetting story?
No, but I bet you'll tell me anyways.
That's right. I went to McDonald's today because I was really craving McDonald's French fries after work. But I
Okay.
figured since I'm there, I may as well get a McDouble too, right? So I get a large
Why
fry and a
not?
McDouble.
Okay.
So I go to the first window and I pay, and I go to the second window, and the girl, who doesn't say a single word to me despite my efforts to tell her hello and good day, hands me the bag, and I leave. I get home and reach into the bag to find two McChickens and a cinnamon bun.
Is this your amazing story that a fast food restaurant got your order wrong?
But, like, really wrong.
I mean, sure. That's bad. It happens. It's McDonald's.
But I wanted fries.
February 25th. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for February 25th, 2011. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, Ajguy. Say hello.
Hello.
We got a great show today, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we got news. We do the quiz. Let's go topical. Our weekend gamings and the releases. It's going to be a great time, so why don't we get going? How's that news looking?
The news is looking.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. Let's hear the news then.
Okay.
That's our banter.
Yes.
I felt like there was enough banter to segue immediately into the news.
That's what keeps this show real.
Yes, the chemistry we possess.
Yes. Let's see. EA kind of very nonchalantly confirmed that, yes, they are making another Medal of Honor.
Shocking.
That will take the criticisms to heart of the last one.
So it won't be a war game anymore? I don't understand. What is it going to be now?
That's an excellent, excellent question. Maybe not. Maybe it'll be a 2D side
scroller.
This
one's going to take place in an anthill.
All right.
Why not?
Okay.
It's more of a spiritual successor to Sim Ant, but, you know, Sim Ant through 2 doesn't really sell, so Medal of Honor 2 it is. It'll be like
one.
That. It'll be like that scene of ants that was.
Yeah, there
bizarrely
you
gory.
go.
You're kind of frightening.
With the termites? Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Scary shit. All right.
Yes. Another Telltale game that was announced right after we were done recording last week. They're also rebooting King's Quest.
Did we not talk about this last week?
No.
Oh.
We just talked about Fables and
Walking Dead. Yes, well, they're doing King's Quest also. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Sucks for Silver Lining, guys. Their fan-made game.
They're still okay. I mean,
they're still making it, sure. But which one would you rather play?
Well, touche.
That's what I mean.
That's funny. Here's Michael, another reason why you're going to want to go to Disney World in the near future.
Why?
Billy Mitchell has opened the King of Kong arcade at the Orlando International Airport.
I saw that, but it doesn't have a King Kong machine.
No, it doesn't.
I don't understand.
It just looks like
another crappy arcade.
But it's got a really nice entrance.
Well, that's nice, I guess. Counts for something.
Mm-hmm. A duo of Catherine news. First of all, for our friends in Japan, apparently the game's too hard. Like, really too hard. So the Atlas is going to patch it to lower the difficulty. They claim that the developers just got too good at the game and probably didn't realize how hard they were making it.
What
Which,
does that
when
mean?
It's kind of like a linear puzzle game, tends to happen when you know the answers.
Right. Oh, well.
Meanwhile,
I feel like that's
Yanks.
The problem with a lot of early adventure games. Some of those puzzles, I bet when you make up that puzzle,
it makes perfect sense to you,
right? But like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, you got to give the troll a red herring. Oh, I guess.
So I should get it because it's a red herring. It's brilliant.
Yeah, always got, that always got me in Monkey Island 1. No matter how many times I would play through it. Anyways, continue.
In America, Atlas has decided now. Of all times, to say that they have no plans for a North American localization.
I mean, I don't know. It might happen. It is a pretty weird game, though.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like at this point, like, it's been so well reported in the American gaming press, and, like, every move of that game has been followed.
I don't understand why some games come here and some don't. Like, we're freaking getting that new Artanelico game. We're getting that shit. And, like, Radiant Historia, you know, like, if we get these kind of weird JRPGs, I'm not sure why Catherine can't make it.
Look, the game has boobs. It'll sell here.
I mean, it's got a, well, you know, I assume the hard part was making the game. Now that you made it, you may as well release it to as many places as you can.
Right.
I'm sure localization is, you know, a bitch in a way, but can't be as hard as making the game.
Right. Oh, well.
Next.
Minecraft is coming to iOS and Android.
I don't understand. Minecraft's a very complicated game. I'm just guessing. I assume that's not the entire Minecraft experience.
I don't know.
Minecraft requires quite a few
buttons. I've never played
Minecraft,
so I really don't know much about it, I have to say.
Yeah. I don't know what this is. I feel like it's probably more like the one mode in Minecraft where there's none of the survival stuff you basically have unlimited resources so you don't have to mine. It's just the building.
Wait, that's not what the game is?
What?
Survival mode? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I bet you don't know anything about Minecraft. A lot of people, I don't think, understand. They just watch videos of Minecraft. When you play Minecraft, at night, zombies come out and try to murder you. So it is vitally important that, like, you build yourself a shelter. And, like, these castles kind of naturally evolve from your shelter. It's a really... You should really play it. It is a fantastic game.
That's kind of weird. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yes. It's weird shit. It's great stuff. You know, there's, like, the mining aspect's huge. You just find a mountain and kind of... go for it.
Mine it?
Yes, that would be what you do.
I see.
So you mine, and then you craft.
No.
That's why they call it Minecraft.
Clever.
Next.
Clever. Okay. What's next? Microsoft will be bringing the official Kinect tools to the PC this spring.
Why?
Why not?
Can you use a Kinect with a PC?
Yeah, we could do it now with, like, hack stuff, but they're going to release the official tools, so... expect some really cool stuff to start popping up now.
Oh, goody.
Yes.
I don't really care, so. Next.
Okay. After seeing some code in the PC version and some trophy data for the PS3 version, we have a pretty good idea that Mass Effect 2 is getting some DLC called Horizon.
Is this going to be, like, directly leading into Mass Effect 3 kind of DLC?
I'm sure it'll work towards that a bit.
Okie dokie, then.
Yes.
I have to play that one, Shadow
Lair of the Shadow. Oh, so good.
I'll get to that eventually.
Next. There it is. even though the 3DS is coming out at the end of next month, on March 6th, when Pokemon Black and White comes out, you can get the Pokemon Black and White DSi bundles.
I mean, a lot of people are still going to not jump aboard the 3DS immediately. They want those. I mean, they do a bundle with every huge first-party game. Not a big surprise still.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of silly, I guess. I wonder if they're just taking, like, a lot of the 3DS, I mean, the DSIs they have laying around, just kind of repainting them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a special edition.
It's a good one.
It's all those refurbished ones. The L button broke.
Oh, no.
You know, I found out how to fix that on my own, finally, like, the shoulder buttons being crappy.
How?
You have to, like, just, like, literally close your mouth around the corner of the system.
Oh, I knew that.
Blow the hell out of it.
Yeah, but it was a temporary solution.
You gotta blow that thing harder than a hooker in Las Vegas, man.
You blow on hookers in Las Vegas, Mike?
No. Blow it harder than a hooker, not on a hooker. Not me. No, it's not funny. You just misinterpreted what I said. It's
not
a joke.
I did it on purpose to annoy you.
Yeah, but it's not a joke. It doesn't work. You're dumb.
Okay. I'll save that for last. Gears of War 3 multiplayer beta coming in April.
You're in that.
Yes.
So you have Bulletstorm.
I do, thank you. I haven't played it yet, though.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'll forgive you.
I imagine it's pretty similar to the demo, just bigger.
Yes.
Fable 3 is going to get some much anticipated PC release on
is
May
it?
17th.
I only see news stories about it. I don't know who cares.
Yeah, seriously. Who's like, fuck the Xbox version of Fable 3? I'm playing on the PC where it belongs.
Did anybody talk about Fable 3 at all?
No.
Did Fable... I mean, like, I never hear anybody
like
even say
happen.
Things about it. Like, despite what I felt about Fable 2, people talked about it and acted like it was at least a mildly important game. No one gave a shit about Fable 3. I think Molyneux should be embarrassed.
Yeah. Well, the PC
version... No one gave a shit.
It's going to have stereoscopic 3D support and hardcore mode.
Well, that'll... wait, what's hardcore mode?
I don't know. It makes it harder.
I'll tell you what. not a bad addition. There's something the game needed. God, Fable 3. You're just so weird. Mm-hmm. You're so backwardly designed. You mm-hmm. make no sense to me. Like, here's a question. When Skyrim comes out, mm-hmm. it is incredibly complicated.
Uh-huh.
Hardcore RPG. Uh-huh. And it sells more than Fable 3.
Uh-huh. Will Molyneux shut
up? Will Molyneux be sad? Will he be a sad panda? Maybe Skyrim's, you know, maybe it's not going to have any menus. And,
no, it does. It has, like, that iTunes-style menu.
Oh, never mind then. Not always have a menu. It has a menu that you have just compared to iTunes.
No, the developers compared it to
wow.
iTunes.
Wow. Well,
It's the cover flow.
Awesome. See? I like menu. Well, the menu thing's not really the big deal. It's just that, I don't know. It's just that nothing happens in Fable, really.
Well, you know, and one other thing we know about Skyrim over Fable 3?
Its music is awesome.
And it looks a hell of a lot better, too. Let's talk about the trailer.
Yeah, that new trailer came out and just kind of was awesome.
Woo!
I mean, it's kind of like the other one. Like, it was kind of weird because I was enjoying the imagery and how good the game looked a lot at first. But then, like, the sound, like, everyone knows I loved the song that was the trailer song, you know, for that first trailer. This mm-hmm. one has that, but before it, they do, like, the slow version of the Elder Scrolls song, like, from Morrowind. It's weird because, like, I don't really have an attachment to these games.
No, you just like that song.
But I have an attachment to the music, because you would play the Morrowind theme over and over again when I was, like, in, you know, high school, and then...
Yeah, well, that was one of, like, the, like, first MP3s I had when MP3
right.
players were new.
I remember you had this one mix CD that we listened to a lot, and that was mm-hmm. it. There's a lot of Jeremy Soul in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in a lot. So, like, I hear stuff like that, I kind of get pumped up anyways. But, man, did that game look... It just looked gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
Like, I hope that they're not, like, bullshitting us with those visuals.
Well, they say it's great. It's all in-game.
I mean, it's because, like, I actually got kind of pumped up about the trailer now. I actually was playing Oblivion today a bit.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, and it's just, like, funny. Like, it's like, it doesn't bother me, but, like, the difference in those visuals.
Well, if there's one thing I could say about the look of Skyrim so far, not only is it like the visual fidelity better, it just seems more physical, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it just seemed like it. Well,
everything in Oblivion felt very floaty.
That's the best thing. When you move around in Oblivion, it absolutely does not feel like your character's walking or jumping. It literally felt like he was kind of floating around awkwardly.
We don't know this for sure, but like how the first part of that trailer is like first person, like running through the woods. I hope it.
I feel like that's probably dramatized. I don't think it's.
Yeah, I wish it was like that. Almost kind of like a Mirror's Edge sort of feel to the movement.
Right, I know what you mean.
That would be cool, but yeah, it's probably not going to be quite like that.
You know what is one thing I would like to see streamlined in that game a little bit?
Hmm.
I don't like repairing my items. I just want to have a sword.
I wonder. I don't know what the fate of that will be.
Yeah. And just use a sword because, like, I'm in the middle of a long dungeon. I just had one sword with me. And my sword broke, and it's like a magic sword, so I can't just repair it myself with the repair hammer I got. Like, I don't know what's going on. I go to a store, I buy a repair hammer, I think I'm good. And they're like, oh, you can't use the repair hammer to repair this. Like, well, ain't that the shits.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but then, like, there was also kind of a satisfaction of, like, leveling up your repair all the way and then being able to repair anything.
I mean, I guess, if you want to just put it there to give you something else to work towards, but...
Well, yeah.
I mean, I just feel like that's one thing that I don't need... I'd rather be leveling up magic than my ability to repair my shit so I can keep it instead of having it break.
So you just pay money for repair training?
I guess so. See, like, I just don't even know where to find some of this stuff. It is a big name, you know. I feel like I probably shouldn't have done Shivering Isles immediately, but I kind of accidentally did. I was like, I'll just pick one of these five, because, you know, I got the Game of the Year edition. It's like, you have 25 quests. I'm like, oh, shit,
guess
then.
I'll pick one.
And they don't tell you, like, this is the Shivering Isles quest. Just like, someone found a strange door. You should investigate. I'm like, okay.
Off I go.
Here I go. Oh, I'm in an island. Oh, the Shivering Isles. Right. Okay. I guess I'm doing this first, then. I'm level one. I got a club that I picked up from some orc in the prison in the first level. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, you.
How do I play this game? Oh, a giant ogre. I guess I should kill it now?
Yes, you should.
That's fun. Next.
The Halo Reach Defiant map pack comes out March 15th.
I don't care about that, so we don't need to talk
about
it.
That was my last story.
Yeah, there wasn't that much.
I was going to do the Skyrim last, but you kind of gave me a segue to it, so I figured I'd take it.
There we go, then. You know what's funny? I think I remember, like, the beginnings of this podcast, like, that first year. You kept playing Oblivion.
Mm-hmm. And it pissed you off.
It was already a year old, and it annoyed me because it was all you played, and you kept talking about it still.
so
what we've been playing, so you're just like, Oblivion, and new things in Oblivion. I'm like, shut up. I understand. You like Oblivion. Stop playing it. Dude, did they just call it Oblivion so that they could have the I and the 4 in there?
I think so, but hey, it worked.
I'm surprised it's not Skyvim. No, that would be like that would be for the 6th one.
Yeah.
Skyriv. No, that's 4 again. Just call it V. Elder Scrolls V. V. Elder Scrolls VV! Like the character from Final Fantasy.
Oh, good lord, no. You're not getting JRPG in my Western RPG.
Final Fantasy IX is amazing. You're dumb. I can't believe you don't like that one. You didn't get into it.
I like that one fine.
Oh, yeah, you like the 10 minutes of it you played. You can shut up and go to hell. Now, anyways, let's do the quiz now so you can suck at that.
Okay.
Quiz time. What year was the first You Don't Know Jack released?
1996.
Wrong! 1995.
Damn.
What was the subtitle for You Don't Know Jack Volume 4?
You Don't Know Jack the Ride.
Wow. Okay, then. You got that.
That was my favorite one.
That was. I thought that was the one we had. So.
Yeah.
Number 3. What Disney licensed game for the PS2 did Bizarre Creations develop?
Disney licensed game for the PS2. Bizarre.
Mm-hmm. The guys just...
Yeah.
Just closed.
Here's a
hint. You played it.
Huh. Well, ain't that interesting. I'll go with Treasure Planet.
Correct.
Wow, really?
Yep. But there you go. Hey, you could still win this quiz, technically.
All right. That was actually a really good game, too.
Wasn't it like a lot like Jack and Daxter?
Yeah, but it had the Solar Surfer parts that were really good, too.
The Silver Surfer parts?
Solar Surfer.
I know.
Solar Surfer. Blech.
Solar Surfing? Is that what you want to say? All right. 4. What was the subtitle for King's Quest 3? They're all puns.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to think which one it was. It's not Hair Today, Gone Tomorrow. That was 5.
No, it's 6. That was when we played.
Oh, no, yeah. The Absent Makes the Heart Go Yonder was 5. I think. Or is that 3? I don't know. I can't think of any other ones, too, so I'll go with that. Absence Makes the Heart Go Yonder.
2. Air is Human.
Duh!
Which I brought this up because Destructoid reviewed, like, some remake of it, like, to make it look more like 5 and 6 do with a point-and-click interface.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't know about that. Anyways, 5. What was the name of the fire starter in the third-generation Pokemon games?
Oh, man, I don't remember.
Oh, come on. You played
it. That would have... I know I played it. That would have been... Not Gold and Silver, but what came after that?
Now, this you should know.
Chimchar?
No. Chimchar was...
Did I go too far?
Yeah, Chimchar's Platinum and Pearl. This is Ruby Sapphire. Torchic.
Oh.
Let's say, oh, like, oh, so hard, you ripped me off there.
No, I just... Honestly, that's the thing. Like, at that point... Here's one tangent. Here's part of why I'm so excited Black and White is just eschewing all the old Pokemon to just focus on new ones. I was so invested in the original 151 that even with all the new ones and all the subsequent games, I would keep going back to all the old ones. But I never bothered to learn the new ones.
Ruby,
you know what I mean?
Ruby and Sapphire did the same thing, though, where it was just the new Pokemon that were in that game.
It did?
Yeah. Clearly, you don't remember Ruby and Sapphire very well.
No, I guess not.
I don't think you played them much, huh?
No.
Fair enough. All right, bonus question. The first Killzone was released in what year?
2003.
4. You're always off by 1 year. It's,
I know.
It's funny. It's endearing how much you suck at it. All right, so that's that. Let's go topical.
Okay.
Now that we are close to the end of its life, you are willing to call the DS the best handheld system of all time?
So far, yeah, sure.
I mean, what would be next? I mean, Game Boy Advance was pretty good, I guess. Original Game Boy. None of them really come close to the DS for me.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing we had would be, like, Game Boy or its various variations.
And, like, even still, like, Game Boy, Game Advance, a lot of those great games were, like, the Zelda game and the Mario game.
Yeah, I mean, probably the last great Game Boy for originality like that was, like, the Color.
Right, and it's, like, the thing I love about the DS is, like, it had its the Mario game and the Zelda games and the Metroid games. Those were never my favorite games, though. I just loved all the really kind of quirky, sort of offbeat stuff, like the Phoenix Wrights and the Professor Layton's Ghost Trick.
Kirby Canvas Curse.
Kirby Canvas Curse was amazing. And then, you know, like, Hotel Dusk.
Oh, yeah.
Just,
oh,
like, I love that game. Right, there's, I don't know, there's always really interesting games on the DS.
Mm-hmm. Kind Very true.
Fun stuff that you wouldn't really find elsewhere. And, you know, it did have the Mario game and the Zelda game. Had a lot of great stuff. A lot of good ports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have no problem calling that the best handheld system ever. So, there's that.
All right.
Next. Dragon Age 2 will be the best RPG of the year.
Well, it is the same year that Mass Effect 3 comes out. Of course, do you count that in RPG? Plus, The Witcher 2 looks really good.
Well, Skyrim, also.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. What a good year. What a good year. I like 2011.
How exciting.
Oh, so, I don't know. Between those four. You know what? I mean, I we'll talk about it later, the Dragon Age 2 demo, and I really like it. But I think just as far as a game that I'm going to lose myself in for a long time, it's probably going to end up being Skyrim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even me, like, I have much more attachment to Dragon Age than Elder Scrolls right now.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Dragon Age and, I imagine, by extension, Dragon Age 2, big, sprawling, awesome, epic RPGs, but it's still fairly structured.
Sure.
Oblivion, and I'm assuming Skyrim by extension, had a lot of not only make your own fun, but it was fun to make your own fun. You know, like, sometimes people say that as a, in, like, you know, the subtext to it is there's not enough content to this game, so you have to make shit up.
Right. I see, like, I feel like I'm not getting a lot of that in Oblivion right now, because one thing that bugs me about Shivering Isles, maybe this isn't true, some of the other things, anytime I, like, use my lockpicking to go inside somebody's house, as soon as I exit it, there's, like, a cop immediately spawn by the door, as if they magically knew I committed a crime. They're like, oh, you committed a crime. I'm like, okay.
Do you wait till night?
No, but I don't even know if that matters. What, you want me to wait in the house for 12 hours?
Well, wait to go in until night.
No, I think I don't know. I'm not really sure, but still. I feel like I get caught too easily sometimes. Maybe, I don't know if that's a Shivering Isles thing or what. I'm sorry to kind of break it. But
yeah.
I mean, we're just kind of guessing, basically.
Hmm.
I think that Skyrim is going to look better. As good as the Dragon Age 2 demo looked, I was surprised that, like, it's still not up to Mass Effect standards.
Well, it's still technically an enhanced version of the Dragon Age 1 engine, right, which is an in-house engine.
See, and I thought so, and you can kind of tell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it certainly looks better because they kind of put that art style to it, and, you know, there's definitely more polygons there and stuff like that.
Yeah, the lighting engine's been very nicely revamped.
Right, but, like, there's, like, other things that, like, just, like, the way characters turn and talk to each other, the way they kind of just stand there a lot, then, like, oh, this is totally Dragon Age.
It's better.
It's better, for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it still falls short compared to some of its contemporaries. Fair?
Fair.
Okay. Next. You will buy Beyond Good and Evil HD.
Heck yeah. I have the points in my account ready and waiting.
There you go. Here's my problem.
Huh.
Is that I think I've played through, like, the first half of Beyond Good and Evil 3 times now.
Yeah.
At least twice. I never finished it for some reason. This seems like a great opportunity to finally finish it. But even, it's like, I just don't necessarily want to play through that first half again.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I probably will make myself eventually anyways.
Right. It's only $10.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it can't beat that price. Plus, I feel like I need to encourage them. Like, yes, you should make Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Yeah,
please,
yeah.
Go ahead and do that. Next, the Jurassic Park game looks exciting.
To me, it does.
It's a little... I'm not sure right now.
Well, part of the problem is that, you know, the comparison that Telltale themselves is drawing is Heavy Rain with dinosaurs.
Right.
The problem is... You're not coming close to the graphical fidelity of Heavy Rain.
I don't even like Heavy Rain to begin with, so there's a problem with me. But
yeah.
Like,
I mean, the dinosaurs look good, but the humans, like, they just look... It's kind of Uncanny Valley-ish.
Right.
Like, it kind of makes you understand why they typically go for a more stylized art style.
Here's my problem is a lot of the if whatever puzzles there might be, it's a lot of just looking around and finding an item and then using it immediately. And
I mean that's why they're using these heavy rain comparisons. It's a little they're saying it's a lot more action.
But even like and I'm jumping the gun here. This is kind of leading into our week in gaming. But did you play Back to the Future Episode 2 yet?
I still haven't gotten to it yet. No. Okay.
As much as I like the fact that it's a Back to the Future game. Mm-hmm. The puzzles drive me crazy sometimes.
Why is that?
Because it's simple. It's very simple. And it's not even just... It's so often it's... There's one item in this place. Like, literally, like, in the room. It's like the only item you can pick up. And you use it to solve the puzzle in that room. And, like, that's kind of like what I'm worried that Jurassic Park's going to end up... It's going to end up being that and QTEs. Other thing that drives me crazy about these Telltale games is the... Sometimes there just aren't sound effects where there should be.
Yeah.
Sometimes a person will literally just get punched and, like, fall over and stumble, and there won't be a single sound effect, and it drives me insane.
I can never tell if, like, it was supposed to, but it didn't play for some reason.
I have no idea, but that is... It drives me nuts. I can't stand it. Nothing's worse than, like, seeing someone get punched and there's no sound effect. It totally takes you out of it. But, I mean... And, I mean, I think it's been kind of an argument for a while, the Telltale... Adventure games are kind of easy and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And it's another thing, too, where, like, you're using the same item for a lot of solving puzzles. Like, I'm not spoiling anything where it's like, you know, the Einstein's in the game. You solve, if you're looking for somebody, guess what? You take something that person owns and have Einstein smell it. Because mm-hmm. he's a dog.
Right.
Okay. I guess that's a puzzle, maybe. I don't know. Like, remember even in the first episode, you used the tape recorder like 3 times for puzzles, stuff like that. Just a criticism, I guess. It's still fun. It's still interesting, but I wonder if they almost have so much on their plate now.
Yeah, it seems like they're doing a lot.
It seems like they are doing a hell of a lot. How are they doing it?
I don't know.
I don't understand. Like, Jesus Christ, how big? They can't have that many people working at Telltale Games.
Maybe they do.
Because they have 3 more episodes of this to do. That presumably 5 Jurassic Park episodes, 5 King's Quest episodes, all the Walking Dead ones, all the Fable stuff, Puzzle mm-hmm. Agent 2. It seems like a lot of stuff.
It is a lot of stuff.
I think it's too much.
Hmm? Time will tell.
A little bit too much. I don't know. All right, last one. You never want to play another Monkey Ball game.
No, I'm good. I got Monkey Ball 2 on my iPad because it was like 99 cents a couple weeks ago, and I was playing. I was like, this is fun.
I was looking at the... like the
it's worth a buck, but that's it.
I was looking at the launch lineup for the 3DS in America. I saw, like, Monkey Ball, and I was like, for a second, I'm like, oh, Monkey Ball. And I'm like, which is this, like, the 20th Monkey Ball?
Yeah. Like, how many of these have they made?
Well, yeah, maybe I'll
here's a quick aside. When you look at that launch lineup, does it feel a little initially weak to you?
Sure, it feels a little weak. Maybe about as weak as, like, I mean, the DS. It's better than the original DS's launch.
The frustrating thing is there is all this awesome shit that's coming out, like, 3 months later.
Sure.
Like, one of those,
I assume they're not coming out because they're not ready, right?
Like, they couldn't get the port of their Nintendo 64 game?
I don't know. I mean, it'll be coming. Look, everyone's going to be playing Pokemon that month anyways, right?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Pilot Wings will be good. Give me Street Fighter. Like, how many games am I going to buy anyways?
True.
Good enough for me, anyways. You have a point. It's not amazing. It's not blowing my mind.
Right.
It's kind of weird, because we haven't had a system launch since the PS3.
Wow.
And that didn't happen. What was the PS3 launch? Resistance was, like, the big one.
Yeah.
I remember there was its version of Oblivion. I mean, you know, they're never that great. 360, what were the launch games?
Call of Duty 2.
Call of Duty 2 ended up being the surprise hit. That's kind of funny, isn't it? That's where that started. Call of Duty. It's funny how a Call of Duty game was a launch title for the 360 and nobody really thought much of it. Like, oh, that's cute. Everybody's going to want Perfect Dark, though.
And Cameo. Let's not forget Cameo.
You're the only person who liked Cameo.
I think I am the only person
who liked
Cameo. You are
the only person in the world who liked Cameo. Loved Cameo.
I did.
Nice soundtrack, I guess.
It's a great game.
Oh my god. Perfect Dark Zero. That game's still funny to me for some reason. I always like when people make games that are like this is a huge game, believe us. And no one gives a shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, like, remember they had that MTV special? It was like, oh, we're revealing the 360. Here's Elijah Wood. Yeah, he was in Elijah Lord Wood. Of the Rings.
And he's playing Perfect Dark right now.
Here is the first ever online, first ever multiplayer game, Perfect Dark. I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, first of 12.
The sad thing is, I still have my copy of that, because every time I go to sell it, its trade-in value is like 90 cents.
I think we all have that game, where it's like, this is even worse, turning
even
in.
Even GameStop has a thing like trade-in 3 Xbox games against an extra 10 bucks. It doesn't qualify, because its value is less than a dollar.
I think everybody bought Perfect Dark, and everybody immediately traded it in, and got Call of Duty 2. But then we'll see, what else was there? I mean, there was a basketball game there.
Oh, yeah. Everyone looked at the sweat.
King Kong was there.
Oh, yeah. I like that game.
It was kind of... It was interesting-ish. I remember that was, like, the first in a line of... Like, there's like a lot of early 360 games had this problem where shit was just way too dark. You couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It used to drive me insane. Alrighty, then. I guess we're good. That's that.
Yes.
I guess I talked about... Back to the Future already.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me what you thought about Dragon Age then?
Yeah, so the Dragon Age demo came out Tuesday. I played through it 5 times now.
Oh, did you play through it with a girl yet?
Yes, I did a female rogue. I'll probably end up playing the game itself with a male warrior two-handed sword.
See, I'll probably do a male warrior sword shield. It's because I kind of like... As much as I like playing as a rogue, I kind of have, or even a mage, I have a hard time taking that kind of hawk model seriously as a mage or a rogue. I don't know. For some reason, just the character to me clearly seems like warrior, almost generic fantasy hero stuff.
Well, I mean,
I don't mean that negatively.
Customization will be unlocked in the full game.
I know, but even for some reason, just right now, I don't see myself changing much with him.
That's fine. I just look at knowing what NPCs are going to be in the game.
Right, exactly.
I want the rogue NPCs and the mage NPCs, so I may as well play the warrior.
See, I almost do want to be a mage just because that's like the one NPC I'm not crazy for. Like,
well, there's a returning guy from Dragon Age Awakening,
right.
So he said it's coming back for 2, who's a mage that you don't know, but he's actually a really awesome character.
See, I told you before, the one thing that drove me crazy, if I could do Dragon Age Origins again, I would make a healer. Because I just hate the fact that there was one healer in the game. Mm-hmm. And, like, just regardless of if you like this character or not, she's in your party.
Yeah.
Because she's the healer. You have no choice in the matter. You are not playing through that game on potions. Sorry.
No.
So.
But, yeah, everyone was like, oh, they turned into an action RPG.
Who's like that, AJ? Who said that?
Who?
Me, right?
Oh, was it you? Okay, sure. But,
what do you mean, was it me? I complained for a month.
You did? Oh, yeah, that's right, you did.
What do you mean you did? You're, like, just insulting me now. Like, you're not listening to anything I say?
I don't. I gotta tell you right now, I am drunk as shit at this very moment.
Oh, dang it. Damn it.
Anyway,
This is terrible.
Okay, well, fine, then. If you were one of such naysayers, what do you think of the way it actually does end up playing? Is it okay?
Yeah.
Oh, good. See? There.
Well,
solve
I mean,
that
I was watching you play it at first, really.
Mm-hmm.
That first bit, when it was just like you, and you were just a warrior, and you couldn't control your sister yet, who was a mage, and you were just basically
just
spamming attack
up.
Buttons. Yeah, slightly worried. I will say, like, you know, it certainly looks like it's fine. There's clearly a lot of pausing menus and doing stuff. And, like, the tactics are all still there. Very highly customizable. The one thing I don't really like yet is that it is a lot... Like, they really try to up the amount of enemies per encounter.
Uh-huh.
Like, and I guess that's the one thing that makes it... That kind of deceived me into thinking it was going to be an action game. And I still don't like that just because it makes certain abilities, like... Like when I made my rogue and I was looking at the abilities, pinning shot was in the game.
Uh-huh.
In the first Dragon Age, this was a great ability for my rogue because it would allow you to shoot an enemy and it would keep them in place. And like in a normal encounter in that game, you fought maybe 2 or 3 enemies. So to keep one enemy at bay like that for 10 seconds even was a big help.
Right.
This game, almost every encounter is about 7 enemies or so. Mm-hmm. You're not going to do much by pinning one of them down somewhere for a little bit of time. It doesn't really matter, especially with so many area of effect spells and what have you.
Right.
But no, I mean, you know, that's just one thing. Who knows? I mean, maybe that'll still be... Maybe eventually, like, each encounter will have, like, one stronger guy. You can pin him down. I don't know. But
yeah, that could be, too.
It definitely looked better. The moves were definitely flashier. Like, the rogue backstab was really cool and fun to
do. Yeah, that move's fun.
I like that they have the radio dialogue system in there. I like that it's not, like, good evil responses. It's like the... It's kind of like the heroic response, the kind of...
dick response.
Not dick, like humorous response. Like rogue, roguish response, yeah.
Yeah, and then the bottom, like, yeah, the wise cracking.
It's the tough response, I would like to say.
Yeah, that's...
Because it's not mean, necessarily. It's just, like, honestly, truthful.
Yeah,
it's not like I'm
gonna...
Yeah, it's not like, you know, go fuck yourself. Like you know, like in the beginning, it's like these people are... Like, when somebody dies in the beginning of the demo, someone dies, and he, you know, the dick response is like, oh, I'm glad he's dead. Glad that guy's gone. No, he just says, we don't have time for this. Let's get going.
Right.
It's not, you know, it's not necessarily untrue. So I like that. You have any other thoughts about it?
No. It's awesome.
Menus are a lot better. I like the way they handle the tree, like the tech trees, if you will. Looks good. I'm actually really excited for it. I wish it was out now.
I know.
I'd be really into that.
I mean, I'm liking the way, like, the narrative's told, too. I was, like, the backstory, like, the story being told.
I'm not entirely sold on that yet. It seems almost a little cliche to me. To kind of tell us what happened.
Well, that's the thing. It is a cliche in, like, every other storytelling medium, but games have never really done it before.
Yeah, it's kind of. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, I know. But I feel like... I do like that character, though, so far. The one who's telling the story. And
the dwarf, there.
Yeah. Like, that's like in Dragon Age Origins, my character was like a bow and arrow rogue. I'm like, well, he'll be my ranged rogue, so
yeah,
I'll be fine with that. I think I want him, the girl rogue, the DPS rogue. I'll be sword and shield, and then I'll have a healer. Slash
there
mage.
You go.
I almost hope maybe the mages will be more versatile. Like you don't just have to have healer, mage, and then whatever else. Mm-hmm. Like maybe do away with that whole shape-shifting sect of mages.
Yeah, I don't think I ever used that, like, ever.
Right, that was, like, Morgan's thing. I was like, okay, you can shape-shift, cool. I wonder if there'll be, like, because, like, I remember the, what was the name of the rock thing? Scale, or something?
Shale.
He, like, had his own complete, like, all of his trees and everything were completely unique.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just had, like, he basically had a DPS one, a ranged one, a tank one. It was kind of interesting. Anywho, what else do you play?
Finally got into Assassin's Creed Brotherhood single player.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's freaking sweet.
Ain't it though?
Like, I love how chapter 2, like, you just, like, you're playing as Desmond a lot.
Right. I know. Yeah, there was a lot of that. Actually, there's that huge long segment where you're kind of going under that place where, like, a lot of
stuff happened.
Right, a lot of stuff in Uncharted.
Uncharted.
Assassin's Creed 2 took place.
But yeah, it's really, really good. I like the whole system now where when you start a counter kill, you could just start stringing one hit kills into the guys around you.
Right. Yeah. No.
Helps to streamline the combat. One thing, like, it's cool, but it's like only kind of frustrating because you're like, ah, shit. Like how every mission has, like, a secondary objective to get 100% synchronization, and, like, when you don't do it, you're like, ah, son of a bitch. Like, you know, beat this mission under 8 minutes, or do this without getting hit, and kill this guy in a certain way, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. Like, at first I was, like, really concerned about completing all those, and, I mean, I beat the game. I don't think my ending would be better for getting 100. I don't think it's like that, where, like, you're not getting the true ending. They aren't the Chaos Emeralds, you know? You know, you're not gonna beat the game and, you know, someone's going to be like, oh, tisk, you didn't 100% complete it. Shame on you. Go back there and do that.
Well, good.
Awful sounds. All right.
Okay. What else I play? I play demos for Hardcore, which is like...
What's that?
It's the Xbox Live Arcade game came out. It's like kind of Contra. Actually, it's a lot Contra.
Kind of Contra. Kind of a lot of Contra.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, the jumping's the same, the crouching's the same, the weapons are the same, but it looks really good. It's like really nice hand-drawn 2D sprites over 3D backgrounds.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. So there was that. That was cool. Bejeweled Blitz Live, I played real quick. The cool thing about it, if you don't pay the $10, you can still play the game. You just don't get to post your scores on the leaderboard. We just want to play it.
Right.
There's something else I played that I wanted to talk about. What the hell was it?
I don't believe it.
Oh, Bionic Commando 2 Rearm demo.
Like, oh, how's that?
It's fun.
Very Bionic Commando E.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I got some. I meant to play the MOB 11, the show, the demo, so I could try out.
That's out?
Yeah, there's a demo. It's like huge. It's like 3 gigabytes.
Oh, wow. I need to get that.
But I just kind of want to try out the analog controls. Yeah. I wanted to buy Xenogears because that came out on PSN. The PlayStation Store hates my debit card, though. Like, it just won't take it. I don't
know. Oh, yeah. That's been a friggin' mess since it came out.
Right.
Like, it'll just not take your card. Like, well, if you don't have your billing address typed in perfectly, like I'm talking, you have to type, like, if it on your bank statement says drive spelled out and you just type DR period, it will not take it.
Right. So, like, I have to get, like, a statement and see exactly what it is.
Right.
Because it just won't do it right now. It's upsetting me. But, I was thinking about eventually I'm just going to have to go buy, like, a PSN card.
Right.
That's how I'm going to handle this. But, I mean, that's about it. More Marvel vs. Capcom, more Dead Space, more You Don't Know Jack. All that fun stuff. Got it. Yeah, let's talk about the releases then, huh?
Okay.
Unless you have something else you want to talk about. I didn't think so.
Okay.
Bulletstorm came out, PC, 360, PS3. We could have talked about it if you played it, but you didn't.
I'll play it next week.
Killzone 3 came out for PS3. The other shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Radiant Historia. I've been seeing some kind of good things about this. DS RPG. Cities in Motion for the PC. Okay. Knight's Contract for the 360. Okay.
And PS3.
Oh, right. Well, Major, thank God you stopped me there. We don't want all those PS3 users not to know that they could get Knight's Contract.
That's right.
The Blob 2, Wii, PS3, 360. I never played the Blob 1. I heard people talk about it a lot, though.
Yeah.
Fallout New Vegas Dead Money, the expansion came out. You never played much of New Vegas,
right? I didn't. I just never had the time to get into it the way I wanted to, and I don't know. I'm sure I'll pick it up eventually.
Yeah, maybe. Gray Matter for Windows. Don't know what that is. The Dreamcast.
No, Mike. That's the
Gabriel Knight game? Oh,
yeah, okay. Well, it's the Gabriel Knight lady, Jane Jensen. It's her new game.
It's an adventure game. Huh.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be any good?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure someone from the squad will let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Dreamcast Collection. PC, 360. This is a terrible Dreamcast Collection.
Yeah.
Sega Bass Fishing, Song Adventure, Space Jam 5, Crazy Taxi.
Read the description for this next one.
The Dreamcast collection includes the fan favorite.
No, the next one, but.
Oh, sorry. Trap Dead.
Or not this one, the next one.
Oh, EverQuest 2?
Yeah, read this.
Destiny of.
Prepare to have your mind blown.
EverQuest 2.
Keep in mind, this game came out right around the same time World of Warcraft came out.
EverQuest 2, Destiny of Velios, presents an all-in-one compilation pack loaded with the EverQuest 2 base game, 7 expansions. 7 expansions? Wait, when did they have time to release 7 expansions?
Keep reading.
And 3 adventure packs. What the fuck's an adventure pack?
I don't know.
What does it mean?
They had 7 expansions.
It's like desperate.
I know, right?
I don't know. Who the hell ever played EverQuest 2? I don't know. Whatever.
Let alone plays it now.
Yes. Let alone has not played it yet. Sees this pack and say, oh, well, this is perfect for me. Now I can finally play EverQuest 2 and all 7 of its expansions and 3 adventure packs. Christ, what's their level cap right now? 300? All right, Gemini Rue, another adventure game. I don't know. The Yeez 1 and 2 Chronicles, I feel like those are always getting repackaged. This one's for the PSP. Yeez. I always like that name, Yeez.
Yeez, yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
Good stuff, huh?
Indeed.
Anything else you want to talk about before we kind of start winding down here?
I was using a Motorola Zoom tablet today that came out.
Oh, yeah? How did that go?
It's pretty sweet. basically take an iPad and just add another, like, 3 inches to it so it becomes widescreen.
I see.
And it's running Android 3.0, so it's, like, the first Android OS designed for a tablet.
Huh.
It's got a camera.
Cool.
It's actually what I watched the Skyrim trailer on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks great.
I originally watched it on my iPhone when I was in the bathroom.
There you go.
Pooping. Thank you for listening to the Exploding Bro podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com and at follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel. You can find us on the iTunes Music Store and the Zoom Marketplace. I feel like I should be saying something else. Am I missing something? No? I don't think so, actually. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time right here on the Exploding Barrel podcast. Bye-bye.